Just finding a meditative posture. And I really appreciate that most of you have your video turned on, and I really encourage that. It's such a support for all of us that we're all here together, visible. So just taking a few moments to settle in. To come home to yourself, to the body. Hands can be in the lap or on the knees. And if there's energy, then the eyes can be gently closed. And just perhaps taking one or two deeper breaths, allowing ourselves to arrive. Coming into a felt sense of the whole body, sitting here now. Noticing what that's like. Body resting on the floor, on the cushion or the chair. And the sense of firmness, solidity, connection. The sense of earth, ground. Groundedness. Feeling the weight of the body as it presses into the firmness of what's beneath us. And we can rest into that support. Trust it will hold us. Allow ourselves to sink into it. Letting our weight go. Settling more fully into that support. Knowing that there is a body resting on the earth, Resting. Tuning in also to the upright quality of the body, rising up from that stable base. We can find a point of balance on the sit bones, so the pelvis is upright, not arched forward, not slumped backwards, but a place of balance, supporting our spine, rising up from the pelvis, inviting that spine to become a little taller, and checking that the head is balanced, supported at the top of the spine. So there can be a feeling of extending from the crown of the head into the space, into the sky above. Gently feeling through from the base, from the earth, the firmness and the solidity below, through the body to the sense of space, of lightness in the crown of the head, and awareness of the space above. There's room around. There's room for us here. And that sense of space, sense of sky, can evoke a sense of spaciousness and of possibility. Between earth and sky, we sit. Notice the effect of this solidity, space, and body inhabiting this. And can we relax and soften, inviting any tension to release as we breathe out. The out breath is the relaxing breath. You can just invite any places of tension in the body to release. And if they're not ready to release, to just be aware and interested in that and allowing. Inviting the eyes to soften. the temples and the jaw, places we often hold tension. Letting the shoulders know that they don't need to hold themselves up. They can just hang. Letting the chest be open and the belly soft. No need to hold the belly in. Softening. Settled and resting on the earth. Upright, engaged, intentional. Awake. And at the same time, relaxed, at ease, undemanding of yourself, your body, your experience. Alert, settled, steady, and interested. Interested in the felt experience of this body, whatever you sense, places of warmth or coolness, softness or firmness, movement or stillness. And then within that, within the sense of the whole body, beginning to sense the vibration, the resonance of breathing. Body breathing in, belly rising, the chest expanding, the air drawn in through the nostrils. And noticing what you experience as you breathe out. Belly falling, The chest drops, the body relaxes, the air moves up and out through the nostrils. Noticing how is your breath? Short or long? Rough or smooth? Deep or shallow? Fast or slow? And not trying to control the breathing. And just observing. Observing the body breathing itself. You can observe the different stations of the breath, the abdomen, just noticing what it feels like, the breathing in the abdomen area. The movement of the abdomen. And this can be a very grounding place to put the attention. Or we can observe the breathing in the area of the chest. Noticing what you feel there. Perhaps the rising and falling. The movement of your clothing against the body. Just experiencing that directly. We can also observe the breathing at the nostrils, the upper lip. Noticing the subtle movement of the air as it enters and leaves the body. Noticing any difference in warmth or coolness between the in-breath and the out-breath in the area of the nostrils. Well, we can allow the attention to move with the breathing. So the attention is fluid and yet connected to the flow of the breathing. We can notice the energizing sense of the in-breath, energizing quality, invigorating quality. And the relaxing quality of the out-breath. We can also tune into the subtle body, the energy body. Notice perhaps the rising of energy with the in-breath through the body, up the spine, allowing it to lift us. And the sinking of the energy with the out-breath. Settled, steady, receiving with interest and a kind awareness. At times, other experiences may arise. Sounds, thoughts, images, emotions. Just acknowledging these and gently releasing without judgment. Allowing mindfulness to shepherd the mind back to this moment. Returning to a felt sense of the whole body, and within that, the breathing, the movement of the breathing. Allowing your attention to be wide. So there's a sense of spaciousness in which the breath can move. We can allow the breath to fill the whole body, to take as much room as it needs. Noticing that each breath has a beginning and an end. As the in-breath, there might be a slight pause before the breath goes out. In the out breath, and another pause before the body needs to take the next breath. Like all things, each breath arises and passes. And speaks to us of impermanence. Our breathing connects us with this great web of life. We breathe in the air, the oxygen produced by the trees. And we breathe out the carbon dioxide taken up by the trees. We are not separate. The inhale and the exhale are opposites working in harmony to complete each other, like birth and death, light and darkness. Together they make up the breath of life. Inhale completely and let what's going on outside of you truly come in. Exhale and let what's going on inside of you truly come up. The furthest, darkest corner of the cosmos and the glowing bottom of your heart are on a continuum, flowing into and out of each other seamlessly, like the in and out breaths.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.